Welcome to How to Study in Germany, a podcast made for and by international students. Listen for not only inspiration from personal stories of other students and alumni community, but also from advices from experts in the fields of language learning, university application, career orientation, housing, and more. Today, we're taking you on a journey with Bori, a bright student from the capital city of Hungary. But here's the twist. She's not your typical student, as she's currently studying the intricate web of global sustainability sciences. And what's more, she wears the hat of the president of the International Society at Leuphana University. Join us as we dive into her tale from the streets of Budapest to the classrooms of Germany.
So, hello everyone, I'm Bori from Hungary. I came here to Germany to study GES, which stands for Global Environmental and Sustainability Studies. Yeah, actually this was the main reason I came here, because in my home country, you can't really study sustainability in such a holistic way, only like environmental engineering, which I was not really fond of. So this is the main reason I'm here.
And how do you like it so far?
I really like it. I'm really, really, really happy with this program. Yeah, it delivers every side of this sustainability, from social, from interdisciplinary, also from natural sciences. So I'm pretty happy with this.
And have you been actually always passionate about sustainability and environmentalism, or what made you choose this major?
Yeah. So looking back, I guess I had a mild climate anxiety when I was in the 11th grade. Yeah, during COVID, or like when COVID was. So yeah, that was a breaking point in my choice of career, or how to say. Yeah, and I became really sensitive about this topic. Then I was thinking that, oh yes, this is what I would like to do. And I still do want to do it without climate anxiety. So I guess I found the territory I want to continue work with.
Okay, let's get to know something more about you. Is there any personal project, maybe hobbies or creative pursuits that you're currently working on or have started since coming to Germany?
Yes, there are quite some. For example, for some months, I became the head of International Society, which is a student society here at Leuphana, where we organize fun events for international people. Yeah, that's our mission, to build an international community. Yeah, and I also do some sports. Also, I did that at home back in Hungary too. But that's, I guess, a really good thing that I could continue my old hobbies here as well. Yeah, I'm playing volleyball at the university and also at a club in the town. And I also And I also started some other sports, because at the Studio 21 you can try out, I don't know, really pretty much new sports. So I chose capoeira. That's a Brazilian martial art. I never thought I wanna try that out, but it's really fun.
That sounds so cool. Yeah, just explanation that the Studio 21 is our like university sports center. Yeah, of Leuphana.
Yeah, Studio 21 is that.
So you're dancing, you're playing volleyball, you're the president of International Society. Is there anything else that you're not doing?
I mean, I occasionally do yoga at university sports. Yeah,
that's cool.
I'm fond of sports.
What's your favorite hangout spot or activity in our university town, or overall here in Germany, and what makes it special for you?
So one thing I really like to do here is biking in the forest. Forest is just amazing and a calming place, and all the time I bike, I just get in a state of mind where I don't care about what's happening in my everyday life. Yeah, so that's the calmness for me, the total calmness. So that's my favorite thing to do. And also, if I have to mention a spot, then maybe that would be the Avenir Cafe. Mm. Yeah. If you come to Lüneburg, just check that out. It's a really cute cafe. Yeah, with amazing coffee, amazing sandwiches and cakes. So
yeah, and if someone doesn't like coffee, they have the caffeinated version.
Oh, That is pretty good too.
Yeah, because for some people it actually gives anxiety, you know.
For me, for example, I know another friend too.
And I also have ADHD, so it doesn't really work this way that it's energizing me, you know. Yeah, it's sometimes like so many times I drink coffee and after that I immediately fall asleep, you know. That's good that they have like this, yeah, the caffeinated version. Let's talk maybe now a little bit about your background, because you, as you mentioned, come from Hungary. Is there something that you really miss from your home country?
Yeah, actually there is. Besides my family and friends, it's my hometown or home city, because it's Budapest, so it's quite a big city.
Yeah, it's a capital city, yes.
So I don't know whether I can use the term hometown or not. Yeah, but I do miss Budapest. It's just so beautiful, so beautiful, and so many good memories as you're connected to it. And also the bars are cheap there.
That's something we would like to get to more here.
Yeah. We do need that in Germany too. But
how does it feel like to move from such a big, actually quite international city like Budapest to a small town in northern Germany like Lüneburg?
It was a strange change, I must say. Yeah, Lüneburg felt so little for me for the first year, let's say. Yeah, I really needed to get used to it, that you can't just really go out whenever you want to shopping, for example. That was a big change, like a huge change. Or yeah, if you want to do something bigger, I don't know, go to the cinema, which is in English, then you have to go to Hamburg. Yeah, or if you want like more just opportunities or possibilities, then yeah, you have to go to Hamburg. But also Lüneburg is really livable, and it has better air quality than Budapest.
That's true,
it does have like its bright side too.
Yeah,
it does have.
How do you think you've personally evolved since moving to Germany, and what aspects of your identity have been influenced by this experience?
When someone moves abroad alone for the first time, that's a sharp change in one's life and brings a lot of changes in their personality. For example, one becomes more independent. Yeah, one can handle situations like the window is broken, never happened but could happen, or the fridge is not working and then you have to call someone, which would be your dad's task otherwise. So you become your own dad and mom in some way.
That's nice to say.
Independence. And also I became more social since my comfort people were not around, which is also a really good thing. Also I learned how to communicate in an international context, since I'm surrounded with not only Germans, but also with people all around the world, which is also a really great skill, I guess. And of course, you get to know a lot of people.
So it's your first time alone after leaving Budapest.
Exactly. Yeah.
So you're just starting your pathway of independence, adult life.
Yes, yes. All this started 2 years ago. Yes.
Mm. Was it exciting, this journey?
Oh, yeah. Super exciting. Especially in the beginning, I was actually looking forward to be more independent. And yeah, even if I miss now Budapest, I really wanted to leave it a bit behind and try something new, something exciting. So yeah, I lived it.
So it helped you get out of your comfort zone.
Mm-hmm.
And how did it look for you in terms of speaking German?
Oh yeah, that's a good question. So I came here with a B1, with zero
that's
experience.
Good.
Yeah, that is more than most international people.
Definitely more than me.
Yeah, come with. It was helpful, as I didn't speak before in German or didn't dare to speak. It was super hard to say anything. I barely said anything in the first year, I guess, although I could speak the language. I also I always asked officials, for example in bank or wherever I had to go, that like, can we speak in English?
Yeah, same. So, that's what I'm also doing. Like, for me it's still difficult to get out of this like language comfort zone, you know.
Language,
and it's not always only about the knowledge of course, my knowledge is very low of German, but it's about the confidence, bravery, you know?
Confidence,
Like, I feel like whenever I go to Poland, I notice that I'm such a confident person. Suddenly, I'm in a shopping center and I'm like, oh, I want to ask about something. Oh, I want to say this person to move or, and stuff like that. I'm like, I'm just doing it. Always extremely uncomfortable to do it for me here because I need to do it in a language I that I don't speak.
So much,
and then suddenly, when you feel like you know the language in another country, it is kind of making you stronger, you know.
Yeah, it does make you stronger. Now I feel my German is stronger. So since that, I, for example, the volleyball club I'm at or the sport courses I'm taking, they are all in German, which I kind of understood from the beginning. So that was lucky. Understanding, that was fine. Yeah, but answering not. So those all helped me being more brave and just saying a bit more things in German.
Yeah, that sounds great. So focusing on that topic of this German culture exchange, have you participated in any German local festivals or celebrations?
Ooh, local festival. Yeah, actually, there was this festival called Lunatic. That's actually the biggest festival, I guess, here in Lüneburg. It's organized by a university, like a team of students, if I'm right.
I'm not sure. Or maybe it's a separate thing, actually. Yeah. It's definitely related to the university.
Yeah, and it was in my first year, somewhere in the beginning of summer. So it was kind of good weather. And it was an amazing experience for me altogether, although most of the music was in German. But still, there was a festival mood. I mean, don't think of the big festivals. It was a Leufana-sized festival, but still it was something else than the usual everyday life here in Leufana.
Mm-hmm. And did you notice any differences between the festivals you attended in Hungary and the one you attended in Germany? Is partying culture, dancing culture, or whatever else they're different, or it's kind of similar to your previous experiences?
Well, they drink way more beer. So much more beer. In Hungary, you don't only drink beer. But here I feel like everyone is drinking that all the time.
The drink choices.
The drink choices, German. That's right. But dancing culture, I don't know. Yeah, I mean, they have more rap, but my taste is not rap in Hungarian music. So maybe we do have a lot of rap too. I'm just not really listening to them. Yeah, or it was upon the festival's music choices. Who knows? But I don't really know. Honestly, during the Lunatic, so I barely remember anything.
You don't know what happened there.
I'm just it was amazing. That's all.
Best what happened drink. In Lunatic festivals, days in Lunatic festivals. And beside this festival, have you encountered any culture differences overall in your everyday life?
I think there are not that much differences with Hungary. But if I have to say one, then maybe it would be that people are a bit colder towards each other. So, for example, if you're carrying your luggage in the train station up on the stairs, no one would stop you that, oh, I can carry it for you. But you have to ask someone that, please help me carry. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you ask, then they will help you immediately. But
yeah, that's true. If you ask, they will help.
They will help. They are really helpful. But you just have to ask for it, which was strange for me. Back at home,
for me, it feels very uncomfortable to ask someone for help. It makes me feel dependent on others. That's why I usually don't do that. And that's not a good thing.
I don't mind after a time. I don't really mind.
That's good. That's great.
I learned how to.
That's great. German culture. I'm still not there, but I hope one day I will be.
I remember
that when I was taking my baggage when I was moving, and I decided to take bus instead of plane, which was not a good idea. And when I was taking this super big baggages,
two suitcases.
When I was in Warsaw, the war in Ukraine started, unfortunately. There were many immigrants from Ukraine, and they thought I'm fleeing from Ukraine when I was going with those baggages, when I was going to studies in Germany, and they started helping me. There was army members giving me water, giving me sandwiches, and saying, you're gonna be all right. great. Yeah. We have everything here for you.
Okay, that's a hilarious
and I was just replying to them in Polish, but with like a very thick accent, so they will think I'm not Polish, you know. I'm like, whatever makes them like help me, right? But then I came to Germany and no one did the same. No one gave me sandwiches, but it's fine. It's fine. Yeah. I didn't really expect that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Maybe someone.
What about the weather? How have you coped with this?
Oh, German weather. Well, in Hungary, the ones who does not know, we have kind of good weather. It's kind of more south than Germany, even souther than the south of Germany. So moving here up in the north was also a bit challenging, especially during autumn, winter times and early spring. Yeah, the sky is just full of gray clouds and full of rain. And you just get a bit depressed. Seasonal depression hits you more than back home. Yeah, but a coping mechanism was to spend more time with friends. Yeah, inviting each other over. And yeah, even if you have to like stay inside because it's such a bad weather, then you can do something really exciting together. Yeah.
Okay, so that's how you developed your coping mechanism.
Yes, and that's how I got friends too in the first semester. Bad weather and hanging out a lot, that helps a lot, you know.
And what about like homesickness? Has it ever hit you?
Homesickness, yeah, it hit me quite sometimes, especially last year. Yeah, after the excitement of the first year and the first independent living faded a bit away. Yeah, but I get homesick. Yeah, I do miss Budapest, as I said before, and my friends and my family. But I always coped with it, sometimes in the way that I buy a train ticket home for the next week.
Really?
But yeah, I mean, Budapest is not that far, so one can go home easily.
And if you would change topic to more related to your education, I wanted to ask you, what are your career goals? Because you said you're studying environmental sciences.
Mm-hmm.
So I wanted to ask you, how has studying in Germany influenced your professional ambitions and future plans?
I like this program at Leuphana, what I'm studying right now, pretty much. So it ensured me that I want to continue in this direction. And also shout out to my peers and to my professors, because most of them are really enthusiastic about sustainability, which makes me more enthusiastic and motivated too.
That's great.
So yeah, I can recommend it for everyone who is interested in sustainability to come here.
So you're sure you want to stay in that field?
Yeah, in this field. I don't know where, because it's still really broad, but...
Yes. It's still developing, here. Right? This,
still developing. So many new jobs every year.
Yeah, but do you think of continuing like your education here in Germany? Masters?
Maybe. And I can move anywhere I want, basically.
True. Yeah, so, thanks to the EU passport.
Thanks, EU passport.
The
privileges
of EU passports.
Yeah, I do want to use that. So I do want to actually explore Europe a bit more. Mm-hmm. So I'm debating in myself whether I should stay in Germany or not, now that I speak the language to some extent. But who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? Okay, if you would be in a time machine and you could give your pre-Germany self one piece of advice, what would it be? And how might that have changed your journey?
It would be to stress less about accommodation, because you will get one.
Eventually.
The story behind that was the first time I came here, I had to live in an Airbnb with my parents, who escorted me because I didn't find an accommodation.
Your parents came with
you. Yeah, but just for 10 days. Because they were like, we are not leaving you here alone until we don't know where you're gonna live.
That was
a super stressful period, which also was the opening week and first weeks of university. So yeah, that was not the best times ever. But then eventually we find an apartment with two kind of friends of mine. So
that's great. And you stayed for this whole time. And you found it in 10 days.
Nope. That was more. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, more than 10 days. But then, I mean, I lived in a temporary host family for the time. So my parents were, yeah.
And how did you find this host family?
Through university. That year, that was the year after COVID. So especially few apartments were available somehow. And yeah, so they made a cooperation with families around Lüneburg, not only this Astabet Börse, but also with families around Lüneburg. And we have one lady just picked me, or I don't know, they just matched me with a lady. Really good. Yeah, she was like a second mom, really supportive, helped me with moving, with like, give me advices how to Lüneburg. I really like her. I really liked her. Yeah, so that was a good start after I found that. And yeah, in a month I found this apartment. So that was my journey.
That's like a deep dive in in Germany.
Yeah, that was a really deep dive.
Okay, and to actually finish our interview, for my last question, I chose the one in which I would like to ask you to describe a moment in Germany when you felt absolute joy and happiness.
Actually, I guess that was this year in June when I went camping with some of my friends in the neighborhood, so not really far here in Germany. It was nearby, next to a lake, and it was just so chill there and so, I don't know, happy, as the question says. Yeah, just so happy to be with them. It was after a lecture period before the exam season, so yeah, it was most needed chill in between. And that was just really happiness for 3 days. Three days. Barbecues in the evening. Also like drinking afterwards. Then during the day, bathing in the lake, swimming, playing. That was just amazing.
Yeah, that sounds joyful indeed. And makes me miss summer weather now when I look behind the windows.
Me too. I really want to go. I told so many times to like, I wish I could go to that time of the year. That was nice weather in Germany.
Okay, Bori, thank you so much for your time and agreeing to participate in our podcast.
You're welcome I hope I can help to the prospective students, and it was a pleasure to talk to you.
And that's it from us for today. The episodes are available on our website podcast.leufana.de, Spotify, and iTunes. Thanks for tuning in. Until next time.